The Grim Reaper by Adam Zavatsky. That's me, by the way. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, the Grim Reaper was waxing his axe. After washing blood from the dead of his cloak, he could finally stop and relax. Just before that, though, a kill order arrived for his next unsuspecting victim. Summoning his axe, he dissolved into smoke. Lightning struck, thunder cracked. Classic Grim. In the midday sun, in the bleak midwinter, was the church in the wild countryside. Just beside the priest was the target, the groom, at the altar, across from the bride. The groom was a joke in a black hat and tails right in front of his soon-to-be wife. Circus clown by day, paparazzo by night, it's the happiest day of his life. The bride was a joke in a white satin dress right in front of the man of her dreams. Street artist by day, influencer by night, her veil sparkles in bright sunlight streams. What nobody knew was the groom had been caught in the act of avoiding his tax. But this criminal could no longer escape from the wrath of the grim or the facts. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today, said the priest to the bride and the groom. But at the same time, an old fireplace blew up. From the flames came the spectre of doom. Hovering in front, Jesus Christ on the cross from a dark hooded skeleton head, came a deathly voice that filled all that were there with the image of horror and dread. I hereby declare you are sentenced to death for your crimes against humanity. Where were you going now? To the depths of despair, from a world beyond all sanity. Pointing to the groom was a skeleton hand with the almighty finger of shame. And without delay, from the hand swung the axe, heading straight for the target of blame. Severed at the neck was the groom by the blade in its medieval guillotine stride, and such was the force that the head it took off and was caught by the hands of the bride. Falling to her knees with his head in her hands was the bride, full of anguish and pain. Blood was bleeding in to her white satin dress. What a shame, muttered Grim. That'll stain. What's the problem here? Are you not entertained? Grim inquired of the stunned audience. How will you spread wealth from the rich to the poor without ending the tax avoidance? But the audience were too stunned to inform, although children were filming the sight. Put your phones away. Don't you know who I am? I don't do bloody selfies. All right. Suddenly, once more, a kill order arrived for his next unsuspecting victim. He didn't do that. He was protecting me, cried the bride of the reaping by Grim. What the hell? Said Grim. You're co-conspirators, as the flight of the axe marked halfway. Tell me everything, or by heaven and earth, I will take more than one life today. Father, I have sinned, said the bride to the priest. I filed my tax returns in his name. The priest led a prayer. Grim didn't join the prayer. You're as bad as each other. Salaam! Like a boomerang came the axe, spitting blood over all family, friends and pets. Enough is enough, Grim declared. As for you, it's time for me to settle your debts. Pointing to the axe, then the head of the bride made the grim legislation concrete. By the grace of God, you were dressed to impress, so I hope that you've kept the receipt. Severed at the neck was the bride by the blade like a medieval guillotine beast. And such was the force that both heads they took off and were caught one by one by the priest. Red was the whole church, honey. Family, friends and pets, by the blood of the groom and the bride. Grim told the mourning, well, at least that's karma. Welcome all to the turn of the tide. Bachas! Public services need to thrive, not survive, to support the many, not the few. If you don't play fair, like they all have to play, then the next time they may come for you. Wealth equality will one day come to pass as reality, but that's a dream. As you'll destroy yourselves for money and all costs until everyone plays for one team. Imagine a world, peace in mind, body, soul, from the money that won't set you free. For the love of life, you can't take it with you by the power invested in me. Grim as it may sound to the ears of the rich who are poor with their eyes on the prize, Grim burst into flames in the holy fireplace, power and privilege, the perfect disguise. If you think tax avoidance is a good idea,
good luck on your wedding day.
You have been listening to Poetry Corner with Adam Zavatsky. That's me, by the way. Good night, children.
Sweet dreams.